Jesus summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? What could one give in exchange for his life? Whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this faithless and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." He also said to them, "Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see that the kingdom of God has come in power." Do any of you remember the TV show, This Is Your Life? I listened today to a weekly radio broadcast called This American Life with Ira Glass. We say things like, "She's making a life for herself," or, "He's got to find his own life now." These expressions and these shows are about our personal lives, family, clan, and tribe. About 20 years ago, at the Earth Summit, attended by leaders of countries all over the world, the President of the United States made headlines by saying, "The American way of life is not negotiable." Well, these programs and statements reflect the concerns we have for our personal and national lives. Who are we? What directs us? What are our goals? The mystery of saving and losing our lives, what brings life and what brings death, is at the heart of God's relationship with us and our relationship with each other. Today, as we bring our personal and communal lives before this gospel, how do we hear it? What profit is there for one to gain the whole world and forfeit her life? What could one give in exchange for his life? Well, here is a life held up for us. Hernando de Soto was one of the early conquistadors. It was gold and personal gain that drove his life. Having captured a fortune in gold and silver in Peru, he made a return trip to the New World in 1539. He and his army landed in Florida, and by 1540, he was in the area around Morganton, Western North Carolina, where I live. De Soto left a path of devastation as he looted, raped, and razed village after village of Native Americans in his mad pursuit of gold. His own men referred to him as Butcher in Chief. It seems the more he searched for gold, the more desperate he became. He pushed his men and their animals to the breaking point. Eventually, he crossed the Appalachians and reached the Mississippi, never having discovered gold. On the banks of the Mississippi, De Soto died of a fever. It is said that his few remaining men breathed a sigh of relief at his death. Some wrote of their opinion of his eternal destination. In the end, this conquistador who sought great riches paid a great price. Hernando de Soto's brutal search is a parable of Jesus' words today. Even if he had discovered great stores of gold, in the end, what would he have had? In the end, how would he have answered to God for the slaughter and cruelty of his life? In pursuing the life he chose, what life would he have gained? So we ask ourselves personally and as citizens of this American life, what am I pursuing in life? What is it that captures my time, energy, attention? If I win what I desire, what will I really have? Even if we don't engage in the barbaric behaviors of DeSoto, what gain have we if the life we are trying to save is just a trivial pursuit? What if we gain the whole world, yet forfeit the life given us? What if it's just that simple? The life I'm given is to be given. To be lost in some service of life itself. I heard a prayer at a funeral recently, and it has been working on me as I've been working on this text from Mark. I'd like to share that prayer with you. Lord, who gives us life, help us to live today as those who are prepared to die. And when our days are accomplished, enable us to die as those who go forth to live, so that living or dying, our life may be found in you, and so that nothing in life or death can separate us from your great love in Jesus Christ, who saves us by commanding us to deny ourselves and to take up our cross and follow him. Amen.